You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into the latest edition of ESPN FC. I'm Dan Thomas, joined in the studio today by Craig Burley and Stevie Nicol. We'll kick things off in North London. Spurs in action against Southampton. Spurs would take an early lead thanks to... I almost forgot where they were playing. 18 minutes into it. Spurs take the lead. Own goal from the Saints. They get the equaliser. Spurs, they would be 2-1 up with 10 minutes to play, but two late goals from Southampton were enough to see them win the match by 3-2. Of course, a big dent in Antonio Conte's side's aspirations to finish in the top four. As it stands, they remain seventh in the table. Meanwhile, the victory for Saints lifts them up to 10th. For more on this, let's welcome in, shall we, Frank Leboeuf and Julien Laurent. Before we go to the French contingents, let's start with the Scots, shall we?
Well, I'll tell you where we'll start. I'll tell you what Spurs deserved. Nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing. I mean, Southampton were excellent. Bearing in mind the difference in budgets, bearing in mind the players that have gone in and out, bearing in mind Spurs are a team that are in the fight for the top four,
yep,
amongst some other mediocre sides, particularly in the first half, Southampton were brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Spurs' two goals were an own goal and then a debatable free kick that
sure
went their way. If you can't keep the ball in the middle of the park, if you can't have good ball retention, how can you relieve pressure? Even from a team like Southampton, who did keep the ball and pass it around. I mean, I'm sorry, that has done nothing to convince me or anybody else, I think, that Spurs are the real deal for the top four. They're not the only team we're saying that about. They were bad.
When you think of the Conte side, you think hard to break down, good solid foundations. Those two goals that they conceded late on were absolutely at the opposite end of all of that.
Well, they conceded those two late on, but I'll tell you what, by that stage, they could have had five.
Right.
That's the honest truth. And I think sometimes we look too much at managers. I can't disagree with what you said. You think of Conte, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The fact is, if you don't have players that can actually follow what you're telling them, then it doesn't matter how good a coach you are. And Spurs, particularly at the back and in the middle of the park, have very, very, very average football players.
Right.
And I'm reading today that Romero's going to be signed for 50 million. I mean, he has done absolutely, in my eyes, he's done absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're playing the middle of a back three, you're supposed to be the general. You're supposed to be telling everybody where they need to be. You need to be wide, or you need to come up, or you need to go out, whatever it is. And you're going to turn around and spend 50 million on a guy who you wouldn't even have noticed today. You wouldn't have said he was worth 20 million. So, back to middle, this team is just plain bang average.
Frank?
Well, I want to say to Stevie that I was following the game on the French television, and the commentator found Romero absolutely solid and spot on the whole game long. Just to tell you, you know.
That's brilliant. By the way, did somebody explain to him they lost three goals and it should have been six? But he was fantastic. Yeah, right.
No, I completely agree with you. But just to emphasize what the guy said, you know, I don't understand what Conte did. I mean, you have somebody on the right side, Emerson Royal, playing as a wing back, or I don't know how we call it, call them now, those players. When you have a Doherty, who I think would have served the team better, I found, and I love that about the Saints, that they had a team spirit, they had a mind, spot on to work together, they had an idea of how they wanted to play, where on the other side, it was almost nothing. Say, yes, sometimes you have the individuals who can make a difference on Kane, Højbjerg, yes, but after that, I don't see anything coming out of this team, and I'm sorry, even if Kante has proved as of being a very good coach today, I saw a very good coach, and it wasn't on that side, it was the same coach.
Jules?
Yeah, all of that is true, of course. I mean, Spurs were dreadful in that first half, 35% of the ball at home in the Premier League, when you know you're in that fight for the top four, where you have to produce something, that you have Kane and Son up front, that you need to give service to. And instead, you can't even put three passes together. I mean, the boys, Craig, I think, said about the midfield. I mean, Højbjerg today, I know he's involved on the first goal, on the Bernard goal, but the rest of his game was atrocious, really bad. I mean, Winks is not much better, and Bentancur came on quite late, maybe too late, to be fair, didn't have much of an impact, but he didn't even look into the game either. And I think there's so much work to be done. Remember, we left them in that game at Chelsea where Conte got the tactics so defensive that he got it wrong, really. And then today, which I think, again, he should have been far better inspired. I know now you can shout on the players and say, oh, they're not good enough, look at the midfield, look at this, look at that, of course. I'm not sure that Conte is not to blame either by the fact that they had such a terrible game today.
You know, I mentioned Højbjerg a few weeks ago. He's he's decent at what he does. That's running around and blocking and, you know, playing the ball 10 yards. He's a classic player that's going to make a bundle of cash out of the game that has the inability to pass the ball more than 20 yards from a midfielder.
Right.
A midfielder who can't really play a long raking ball. Bentancur can,
Craig,
and probably will, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I played with somebody like Didier Deschamps who wasn't able to make a passes more than 15 yards. But, you know, I think those players, they serve the team, they defend well, and you have to give a little bit of credit with Højbjerg. I was, of course, very bad today, but that guy is maybe fed up. Running for the others, not being helped out by anybody else. Wings was absolutely invisible today. And if you have a big game, nobody can try to sort the problems out at your place. So it's a real problem from him. Yes, he's not a fantastic player. Yes, I agree with you. He's a classic player, but he works hard. At least there is one guy who works hard for. Like the past 2 years, he has been playing for Spurs. But he cannot be the only guy working hard in the middle of the park as well.
Maybe him and Bentancur will be a better partnership, we'll see. They might end up having to play, you know, that right back position has been a problem. Serge Aurier,
sure.
Right wing back, right back, call it what you want. Matt Doherty came in from Wolves, played in a wing back role more often than not under Nuno Espirito Santo. Then Mourinho went to a back four. He found himself isolated. I do agree with Frank on that point. I don't think Doherty's the best player out there, but I think he's a better, understands the game better than Emerson Royale. Understands it better. They might end up playing Kulusevski as a wing back.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, there's maybe an option out there. But listen, if this had been Mourinho managing this team, we'd have been slaughtering it.
Right.
That's how bad it was. Southampton are, and I agree, Hasenhüttl's a good coach from, I mean, what he's doing with what he's got. I mean, they don't spend any money. They just lose players for fun. You know, Adams and Broja up front and Romeo, and it's just, you know, what he's getting out of them is unbelievable. But to have 23 efforts on goal to Tottenham's 8 or whatever it is and outplay them in that way, I mean, just completely outplay them. And the World Feed commentator was Martin Tyler. And I mean, this is how bad it was. In the first half, he said at one point, he went, oh, they're all lining up to have a shot at goal now. Southampton. I mean, that's bad.
You use the word mediocre, and that kind of sums up those teams that are chasing that place in the Champions League at the moment. Just to remind you how things stand. Obviously, it will be City, it will be Liverpool, it will be Chelsea who will make the top four. It's all about that fourth place at the moment. And according to the bookies, quite tight, isn't it? Well, the Spurs are still the favourites.
Well, they had three games in hand on Man United going into tonight's game.
Yeah.
So they've blown one of them. And would you?
I wouldn't bet on anyone.
No, I wouldn't.
It's not really.
I mean, if Tottenham win the two games, then they're in fourth place.
But you look on paper, you think home against Southampton, well, that's 3 points.
How do you explain Man United, Arsenal and Tottenham being there fighting for the fourth spot?
Yeah.
West Ham, kind of everybody's, they want them to do well type of team, right?
Yeah.
But so-called big names who are just bang average and who have no identity whatsoever. When you watch the three of them,
yeah,
well, definitely two of them, I would say that Arsenal have got now some sort of identity. They just can't score goals. But the other two, you have no idea what you're going to get when they step on the field. Absolutely no idea.
If Wolves, I'm throwing this out there, if Wolves beat Arsenal tomorrow, they're in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got a bit of momentum with them as
Bruno
well.
Bruno Lage has done an excellent job. They don't score a lot of goals, but don't lose a lot of goals. They're solid. So I would have to throw them in with the other teams.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, if you gave me $100, I wouldn't know where to put it.
No, no, exactly. And of course, many thought Manchester United, maybe they would kick on, obviously. I think before the international break, most would say they would finish fourth. But again, we saw a mediocre performance from them, particularly in the second half in that 1-1 draw against Burnley. This is what Ralf Rangnick had to say after the match. We played an excellent first half. We controlled, dominated the game. The second half, we were not aggressive enough. It was clear they would come out and be aggressive. The way we allowed them to score, we didn't defend the whole situation. A frustrating night for us because we should have won the game comfortably. 1 point for a performance like this is just not enough.
How long has he been in the game?
A long, long time. Does he invent the game?
Does he realise there's two halves here again?
I think so.
Oh, and wait a minute. In a surprise move, Burnley came out aggressive.
Right.
I mean, are you serious? That's the thing he should have been doing at half-time. I don't care how well we've played.
Right.
I don't care how many chances we've created or missed. Only thing you can do for us to win this game is be aggressive, because this team will come and get you. And he comes out with that nonsense. I mean, seriously.
Jules, who's going to finish fourth?
It's a good question. And again, like you've been saying, it looks like no one wants that fourth place. And it certainly looks like none of those teams is very good, to be fair. Even West Ham, I agree with Stevie, they're kind of like everybody's second team, if you want, because they won the World Cup in 66. But apart from that, they're not playing well yet. Of course, they won against Chelsea, they won against Liverpool. But for many teams, for many games, they haven't been very good. Even against Watford yesterday, they were not very good. So it's quite strange how... But again, we've said it all season, the level of the top three is so much better than anybody else in that league. And by far, yeah, of course, they will lose the odd game there and there, and at times they don't turn up, and we saw Chelsea dropping a lot of points, but they're still much better than anything else. So I think Arsenal, because of what Arteta is trying to do there, if they can find some goals somewhere, or a goal scorer, or even if the goals come from different players, it doesn't matter. I think they have a chance. And if either of the other three wins it and gets that fourth place, then I think it'd be probably more by default than anything else, because I don't really think that any of them deserve to be fourth.
It's amazing, because you probably didn't see yesterday. Maybe you might have done. I don't know. Did you peruse the internet and find your colleagues talking common sense about football? But Augie was saying, we were on talking about that segment, about the net spend of $1 billion.
Yes.
Billion loss in net spend.
Yeah.
And this is where they are. And I was still chuckling up at that last night when Augie said, or somebody said amongst the press pack, the Ed Woodward, do you think you've spent well? And he went, yes. But they're in this position where, and we talked about it yesterday, where they're just in with everybody else.
Completely.
Battling it out. Yeah. I mean, that statement from Rangnick. I mean, they did play well in patches in the first half. In patches. Burnley were so bad. Here, Sean Dyche, he's a nice guy, isn't he, Dyche? He never raises a voice. He wouldn't go in the dressing room and say, get it up to the 6'6" striker, let's start winning the second balls, let's be physical. No, he said, let's just keep Man United, let them keep doing what they're doing. What a nonsense.
Frank, it is a feeling almost that the best of a bad bunch, isn't it? As Craig says, you've got $100, it's difficult to have any sort of conviction as to who would you put your money on to finish fourth.
Well, it's as Jules said and as the guy said, you don't know where to go. I would say that overall, because of the amount of money that they spent, I still put Manchester United, especially with the defeat of Tottenham today, I still put Manchester United my favourite for finishing fourth. But I'm not sure about that. And as Craig mentioned, if Wolverhampton wins against the Gunners tomorrow, they're getting close, so it's going to be open. But... As Jules, I would say that nobody deserves to be fourth in those four teams.
Well, if Manchester United don't finish fourth, I would not give any of those players a freaking summer holiday. I would look at the contract and say, what are they able to get off? If it was 2 weeks, I'd give them 2 weeks off. I mean, they should, really, with that squad.
They should never have got rid of Solskjaer. He got second last season.
I tell you what. You say that in jest, but keeping him for as long as they did is part of the big problem.
Wolves and Arsenal tomorrow. This is what the boys think. Craig and Stevie going for a draw. Frank's going for a 5-goal thriller. Wolves for the win. Jules, obviously, with Arsenal way.
No, Jules is going for PSG.
It's going Arsenal 1-0. A couple of good games. So it's Wolves, Arsenal and Liverpool, Leicester tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow to reflect on those matches.
Did you know less than 10% of Americans own an e-bike? Here's why that should change. Studies show e-bike owners actually end up exercising more, plus getting outside more. If you're looking for a balanced lifestyle and everyday adventures, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes. They are the number one selling e-bike brand in America. Their bikes are typically foldable, pre-assembled, and have serious range up to 150 miles on some models. Check them out today at lectricebikes.com and add some more adventure to your week. That's lectricebikes.com.
What a game it was between Aston Villa and Leeds. It finished 3-3 in the end at Villa Park. Coutinho, once again, impressive. A goal and two assists would contribute to the point picked up by Steven Gerrard's side. Jules, when Coutinho went to Aston Villa, we were talking and we were saying, have nobody seen him play for the last 3 years because he's been completely anonymous? What are they doing? Why is everyone getting so excited about this signing? We were completely and utterly wrong.
That's right. I mean, certainly the two of the three games that he played so far in the Premier League have been excellent. I mean, he came out against United for his debut or for his comeback, if you want, his debut with Villa, and really was outstanding, scoring and assisting, and the team coming back to 2-2. Then started away at Everton in the second game and was very average for the 75 minutes that he stayed on the pitch. Really, I think he only had like 50% of pass accuracy or pass completions in that night. So that was a game to forget, and maybe he was just not fit enough or fully fit to start a game at this level in this league and play for 75 minutes. And I think the break did him a lot of good. And then tonight, after 15-20 minutes, where I think he was finding his feet, after that he was unplayable. It's not just the goal and the two assists. It's also every first touch, every time he was on the ball, something was happening. You could not get the ball off him. There's the lovely nutmeg on Ayling that created another chance for Villa. And I think in the second half again, I think he had a bit of a deeper form, and then when he was less in the game, that's also when Leeds came back in it, because there was less control for Villa. So he's going to be so important in what everything good that Villa are going to do between now and the end of the season. We'll be through him a lot.
By the way, who's we?
What do you mean?
You just blanketed everybody there with a "we were wrong."
No, me and Jules.
Oh, right.
No, it wasn't. It was me and Jules were talking.
You've just thrown some boss manure over everybody.
Down. No, I wasn't.
We.
Hey?
You could have added me.
Yeah, I could have added Stevie.
Why? Well, you just throw it out there, right?
Stevie said it as well. But me and Jules were talking. We were like, what's going on?
Well, it's just you and Jules that are here, isn't it?
Well, that's what I was saying. Sorry, Craig Burley, that you weren't involved in the conversation.
Just chuck the horse manure around and cover everybody with it.
There is a bit of a pattern here, we continue. Because when he was at... When he was at Vasco da Gama, there was no expectation on him. He was unbelievable. All of a sudden, he goes to Inter Milan. Everybody's expecting the wonder boy. Can't handle it. Ends up going to Liverpool. They must have been going, how do we get 4 million for him?
Okay.
Ends up going for 160 million. Again, there was no pressure on him when he went to Liverpool.
You got a graph
then he
on
goes,
this?
Then he goes to Barcelona.
Wikipedia.
And again, the pressure's now on him, and he can't handle it. And so it comes to Villa, and again, there's no pressure on.
Of course, there's pressure.
No, there's not everybody.
Of course, there's pressure. Look at everyone excited. What a coup for Steven Gerrard.
You've just sat there, and we all annihilated. Sorry, apart from you. We all annihilated him.
I can't see this working, and all the rest of it.
He'd been discarded.
But we were in the minority saying that. The press in the UK were so excited about this signing.
Well, I don't know who you've been talking to. Anybody else? I was like, they're like, how are they wasting this type of money on a guy who's just lost it?
Jules, you live in the UK. They were genuinely excited about this signing, weren't they? There is pressure.
Yeah, they were. Remember, you were back home. You were home, and you texted me saying like, wow, people are so excited here, which is true. And they were like getting, wow, Coutinho is back.
Were you in the middle of Birmingham?
He's the little magician.
Hey. Were you standing outside the middle of the park at the time?
Trust me, all the newspapers, all the television, it was like showing all
you
the goals.
Who were talking to, Stevie?
Long range shot and etc. People were really genuinely excited.
If you'd looked at that graph, looked at that graph of yours before,
seriously,
you would have known it, but you're
no
success.
Idea what you're talking about.
Vasco da Gama.
Yeah, right.
Liverpool, Barcelona. I wasn't sure if it was going to be. It's not a success yet.
No,
it's a good start. I wasn't sure it was going to be a success or a failure. I just felt it was only a financial risk. If he didn't play well, he goes back. If he plays well, it's a huge bonus. Villa are going to lay out a lot of cash on him in terms of salary and loan fee and stuff. That was the risk that Villa were willing to take. In terms of the football risk, I thought it was a gamble worth taking.
Right.
Bearing in mind, there's no obligation to purchase.
Yeah.
You disagreed with a gamble worth taking, and then you try to tell me he's under pressure.
What?
Did you say a gamble worth taking?
Don't double down on it.
No. That's a right...
Isn't he?
That's a right law. Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be fantastic. And he's talking about a gamble worth taking.
Get him back to Epcot.
Seriously.
No.
Frank, the big question is, can he do it now consistently, isn't it, between now and the end of season for Villa?
That's going to be when he's going to be judged, you know, if he, after a certain amount of games. We are making a statement after two or three games that he played. Yeah, he played well. Yeah, he scored two goals. Yeah, he gave two assists today on top of scoring a goal. But you cannot talk about him yet. You know, we have to wait. We have to wait for him to settle down, to be more consistent and to show what he can do. But right now, yeah, it's nice to see him coming back. But as Stevie said, I think that guy is happy when he has no pressure. So far, so good. Can I have a word about Ramsey? Because that Ramsey that I saw is absolutely fantastic. The 60 yards or 70 yards run that he made before scoring the second goal with a nice control and a nice shot. That guy is a fantastic player. Really, on top of what Coutinho did to him, the good assist, we have to talk about that guy more than Coutinho right now, because that guy is getting very consistent, where Coutinho is just starting his new campaign.
All about Jacob Ramsey all the time for Frank. Were you going to say something, or are we going to move on?
I'm intrigued by his...
No, don't go back to it. Meanwhile...
Gamma.
Meanwhile, Manchester...
Is that what a week at Disney does for you?
Manchester City extended their lead at the top of the table. As expected, beating Brentford by 2-0. Craig, you have one eye on this game.
My left eye.
And what is the left...
I'm a right eye on the...
Right, what does the left side tell us about this game?
One-way traffic.
Right, as expected.
With the odd foray forward from Brentford, bad mistake for the second goal. From the goalkeeper, obviously, you know, rash challenge on Sterling just when he was going nowhere. So, yeah, job done. I think John Stones played right back. So, you know, it wasn't a brilliant City performance. Lots of possession, but yeah, job done. What?
Nothing to add to it.
Nothing to add? We don't have to film,
It was just a bit watchable, wasn't it?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it was an unenjoyable watch.
Well,
a bit like this show.
There you go. You took the words out of my mouth.
I'll get there first.
Manchester City, of course, favourites to win the Premier League and also the Champions League as well. That returns next week. Their tie, the round of 16, of course, season take on Sporting on the same day, though. It is arguably the marquee match in this round of 16, PSG against Real Madrid. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/FC. Just go to Indeed.com/FC right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the podcast. Indeed.com/FC, terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Chelsea in action in the Club World Cup semi-final. Chelsea in taking on Al Hilal. 32 minutes into this one. Crazy defending. And Lukaku's not missing from there.
Well, the defender actually was trying to tell his teammates that he couldn't see it. He certainly didn't see it. He thought the defender in front was going to get it. He just didn't react in time. The ball ricochets to Lukaku, what, 3 yards out? And he's not missing from there.
Chelsea were not that impressive at all in the game. In fact, Kepa had to step up and make a couple of saves here in the 63rd minute, and then denied Cano 5 minutes later.
What a save that is. What a save that is. I mean, it's actually just behind him when he throws that left hand out.
So in the end, Lukaku's goal proving to be the difference between the two sides. Chelsea then through to the final of the Club World Cup.
We discussed this yesterday, didn't we?
Right, so we won't discuss it with you in the studio.
Have you found somebody in this studio who...
I'm going to ask Jules. Jules is going to be my lifeline
right,
in this. Jules, Craig says nobody cares about this tournament.
It's a glorified friendly. What are you on about?
I do, you do. Chelsea do. They want to win that trophy. Yeah. I mean, it's another trophy.
Oh,
you might not fancy it, Craig. You never won it. Maybe that's why. But certainly, I think they do. You know, it's like...
Stop.
I'm kidding you. I see why you don't care. And today's game, I mean, yeah, Chelsea were not great. I think it's maybe hard to find the motivation against Palmeiras on Saturday. Will be different, I think. But yeah, today was poor in terms of performance and level and etc. Motivation, whatever. I think if you win the final, you get a trophy. You come back. It's a competition to win at the end of the day. This is what matters.
What's interesting, Frank, it's not as if Chelsea have been brilliant, gone away to this tournament and then obviously didn't care today, hence the bad performance. The performances haven't been great at all, have they, for a while?
Yes, especially the last game that they played before leaving against Plymouth and being very average, and today again. So it's yes, I'm worried. Not about that tournament. I'm with Craig. You know, the first time, I have to say the truth, that I watch a Club World Cup game in my life. And I'm not really into it. And as Jules said, it's good when you win it against Palmeiras on Saturday, and you can go back home and go back to the real business. But yes, Chelsea has to react if they play like that against Palmeiras. But especially if they play like that when they come back in the Premier League, they're in danger. Of course, they won't win the Premier League. I don't think they're going to finish second, but they have to make sure they can save the third spot. That's going to be the only goal they can have, with the Champions League on top of it.
That means I'm winning. I'm beating Frank.
Why?
Because I've got a 100% record. He's watched one. I've not.
Ah, there you go. I tell you what, though, overall, though, Stevie, Lukaku...
You slandered this yesterday. You slandered this competition yesterday.
What? Lukaku defying odds in his criticism, scoring in a big game, Stevie, making the difference. You say he doesn't do it.
Defying the odds.
The big game.
I'll tell you what.
Take that, Nicol.
It's funny how you weren't talking about the chance. He completely... He actually whiffed on it.
For God's sake. The man's won a Serie A title, for God's sake. He's winding you up.
I'll tell you what, though. If you're Chelsea, though, you've got to be worried about the front three.
Right.
Yeah. Because... I have no idea who the best front three is. And I don't think Tuchel knows either.
Right.
He's tried everything. A combination of what, half a dozen of them? Havertz, Werner, Pulisic, Ziyech. And there's no chemistry at all between them. They're getting goals, but the majority of them have been kind of the type of goals that we saw today.
Right.
Just a horrible blunder by the defenders. And you can't miss. Because they ain't really creating an awful lot. And certainly they're not scoring goals. You'd have to be worried about the front three.
I'm worried about Frank.
So then,
watching that game, I'm worried about Frank.
Hey, that's professional. Chelsea then through to the final.
When is it?
Yeah, when is it? It's on Saturday.
God, I'm working Saturday. Jesus.
Against
I'll not be talking about that nonsense.
So you've got to have to watch it.
No one.
Passion, drive and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights and more. Whether you're into speed, power or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That is it. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you very much for watching. Be sure to stay tuned, though, as Extra Time is next. Frank is back with us, of course, Craig and Stevie as well, to answer some of your tweets. Welcome into the latest edition of Extra Time. Thank you, as always, for your tweets. Frank LaBeouf is with us, Craig and Stevie in the studio as well. Stevie, first question, why does Tottenham hate me?
You?
Not me. I'm not sure if this is from... We watched a game with our producer, and when they got the equaliser, which obviously then was cancelled out for offside, his celebration was quite something, wasn't it?
I've seen a lot of celebrations over the years, but
yeah,
this thing was weird.
Yeah,
he was shaking like this, and he was making some turkey gobble noise. Yeah.
Mike.
It was weird.
Oh dear, poor Spurs.
Well, don't worry about it, he's moving to LA.
Oh, that's him. Frank, how would you have handled Maguire if he was your defensive partner?
I don't know, I think I will put him in
headlock
in front of me. I think he's not a sweeper, he's not fast enough to be a sweeper and to cover. I think for me, like he was doing when he was playing for Leicester, he was more a midfield player, you know, not putting his defenders in danger if he was making a foul or a mistake. I would put him in front of me to cover any mistakes that he could make and make sure that he's only taking care of the striker, but not taking care of the technical aspect of the defender, I would say.
How would you handle it, Stevie?
Absolutely, the way Frank said it. It's the old classic, you got the brains and the brawn. So you get the guy who's the meathead who wants to go and smash people.
Right.
And then you just use your brain, you cover, you read it, and then you get your cigar and off you go again.
Oh, lovely.
Aye, it's old school.
How does it work when you have defensive partners that you don't get on with or don't trust? Obviously, Liverpool are in a situation, but
It doesn't work. Eventually, there has to be a change. Somebody has to go.
Right.
Because if it doesn't work, if you don't get on, if you're not gelling, whether it's personally or whether it's on a football sense,
right,
somebody has to go. Because it won't work. It won't work.
You agree, Frank?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Yeah. They have to do that.
I don't think Frank heard us. I think he's just saying yes to everything.
No. I heard it, but I don't have to comment. There's nothing much to say. That Stevie
if you've got two guys, forget how good they are.
Right.
If you've got two guys that don't get on,
yeah,
don't like each other.
Yeah.
If there's any sort of things going wrong, you're losing games, then it's just going to create It's going to create havoc in the dressing room.
Right.
So it's just going to spread. Somebody has to go.
Not just like the... it's a bit different to the... for example, Sheringham and Andy Cole, I think it was.
Yeah, that's the famous example. They hate
right,
each other.
Well, I don't know. They didn't get on, but whatever. But that's a different position. Mm-hmm. You don't have the same communication as you have to have as a pairing at the back.
Right.
Because you're basically talking each other through everything. Yeah, not all the time. A lot of it is you work it out and you figure it out. Right. But there's a lot of conversation when you're in the back line. A lot. All game. When there's not really, they just play off the cuff with each other up
sure.
front.
What about you in midfield? Like, did you always get on with your like central midfielder partner?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Pretty much, almost everybody.
Well, you get on with everyone anyway, don't you, Craig?
Yeah.
I don't know, that's a surprise.
At the golf club.
Stevie, what was it like when you played under a player manager? Kenny Dalglish, player manager, of course, Liverpool.
It wasn't any different than it had previously been.
Really?
Well, because you're talking about. I would suggest it would be in a different team in a lower league with a player who didn't have the stature of Kenny Dalglish, mm-hmm. who then became the player manager. I think that would be a different circumstance.
Right.
Because he was held in such high regard as a player that when he stepped into the manager's seat, nothing seemed to change.
But there must have been like banter that you've had with him before that didn't take place because he was now had a role.
Well, it didn't take place because of the respect you had for his position.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Well, you don't go trying to club with the manager
Dan, right,
or wind them up.
Yeah.
And he stayed far enough away that he didn't get involved in that.
Okay.
Because then that would have been a problem. But
right.
As I said, he was held in such high esteem that nothing changed. And the fact that we had a great team made it an easier transition for him as well.
Frank?
Yeah, a player manager can become a problem if you play the same position. I played with Rugulid, he barely played, he almost gave up, played like a couple of games during the season. But when Gianluca Vialli took over, he wanted to play. He still right. wanted to play, and he played the final of the European Cup, the Cup Winners' Cup, and Zola was on the bench. Can you imagine? Zola was on the bench, and Vialli didn't want to go out, so he puts, I don't know, who went out? I think it was Mark Hughes or Torre Andrefo went out, and Zola came and scored the winning goal. And Vialli wanted to play, so the player manager is becoming a problem if he doesn't go out.
Well,
or if
we
he
had
doesn't
that
want
as well.
To go
yeah.
out.
But you have Glenn Hoddle?
We had that scenario. Well, I think I had it. I can't remember if Rudd played in 96, 97 that year.
Yeah, he played, I remember, in Oxford in the FA Cup and a couple of games that he played. He came on when Leicester when we won at home, but like a couple
didn't play
of games
much,
during
but
the
Glenn,
season.
Oh, fairness. When Glenn was player manager, he used to come to, when he was at Monaco and he was rehabbing, he used to come to Chelsea.
Right.
And rehab. So the players knew him before he went and got the Swindon job. And then he came back, but he comes back as player manager. As Stevie said, you've got to be a bit standoffish.
Right.
But unfortunately, you know, and I think this is the hard part for them, is that, in my opinion, he might have a different one. Glenn still thought he could make a difference. Maybe he could. But, you know, he still wanted to come on off the bench and play those raking passes that he did when he was 25, 26.
Yeah, when Tottenham never won anything still.
But the problem was that we went to Liverpool, and I think I've told you this story, we went to Liverpool, I think you might have been on the bench that day, in 93, 94 around that time, and Glenn played himself.
Right.
I won't tell you what Dennis Wise said when Glenn named the team.
So you're basically having to run around and do
it. Well, Glenn, in his pomp, he was never the guy that would get around the field.
Right.
So that's a difficult scenario. He's a fantastically talented player, of course
yeah.
he is. But when you decide you're going to play yourself at Anfield and you're a fledgling side as we were at that point, it's hard.
Sure. Yeah, I bet.
It's hard, but, you know.
For the guys, who was your favourite football player to watch growing up? Frank?
Franz Beckenbauer.
Yeah.
Captain of Germany and Bayern Munich, midfielder and became a sweeper, a real model, classy, very classy, playing with the outside of the foot, the right foot, really talented.
Mindful in the face. You were young once.
I didn't watch much. Zico.
Hey, yep. 982 VHS.
VHS.
There you go.
Zico.
Stevie?
Well, I had one in Scotland, one in England.
Okay.
So in Scotland, there was a guy called Willie Henderson that you probably never heard of. He was a wee jinky winger.
Right.
Old-fashioned Scottish winger, dribbling past people, crossing the ball. And then in England, it was George Best.
Yeah, not bad.
Don't match the day.
What about the George Best that went to Hibs? Not quite.
I actually played against George Best as well.
Oh, there you are.
I did, yeah. I should have played against him twice.
But he couldn't make it once.
He couldn't make it the second game because he'd had a night out with the international rugby boys.
Of course.
And when the taxi or the car went to pick him up at, I think it was around midday on the Sunday.
Yes.
To take him to the game, he was still sat in the bar.
Right.
So they announced over the tannoy that George Best will not be appearing today due to unforeseen circumstances.
Right.
Basically, he was drunk as a skunk.
Final question is using your turn of phrase that you love so much, Stevie. Is it clear and obvious that Stevie had a nice day off yesterday?
I did as well.
Yeah? Lovely? Good. How's the boiler?
Oh, no, he never had a day off yesterday.
He was off yesterday.
No, he wasn't. He was on.
He was off.
No, he was off.
He was off. Why would you argue about that?
What day is it today?
Today's Tuesday. Yesterday was Monday. It was me and you here. Frank was on.
No.
What are you talking about?
Today's Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was talking to her.
That's why I'm confused.
No, but yesterday he was off. Weren't you? Yes, Monday.
Actually threw me.
Today's Tuesday. What day
is it in France? Right.
You actually threw me.
It's Wednesday, like you. A little bit later, but it's still Wednesday. Yeah.
Still Wednesday. Didn't they come and service the heating, Stevie? Is that?
No, but boiler is it.
Sorry.
It's Thursday now. It's Thursday. We're late.
Thursday in France. It's 6:30 here.
We are Thursday in morning.
Well, that's funny. It's Tuesday here.
No one's quite clear what's happening. That is it. We are done. We will be back tomorrow, which is Thursday, maybe, to reflect on Liverpool against Leicester, plus Wolves Arsenal.